This is WCRB in Concert at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum with the Benedetti Elschenbroich Grignuk Piano Trio. Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum is the creation of a wonderfully irrepressible woman, a cigarette-smoking Red Sox fan who loved fast cars, art, music, and a little bit of scandal every now and then. Well, in 1903, Isabella Stewart Gardner held a gala concert with members of the Boston Symphony to mark the opening of her incredible Venetian Palace of Treasures. It was the first performance of a series that continues today as the longest-running music program in America. Tonight, WCRB presents three close friends playing piano trios in Isabella's museum. Violinist Nicola Benedetti, cellist Leonard Elschenbroich, and pianist Alexei Grignuk will take a tour of three ravishing piano trios, and you'll hear a set of 21st century love duets for violin and cello. Schubert, Brahms, Ravel, and Mark Anthony Turnage coming up on WCRB in Concert at the Gardner Museum. I'm Kathy Fuller. There's so much to admire about Scottish violinist Nicola Benedetti. Maybe one of the most telling things about her is her decades-long resistance to what one writer called the hungry marketing machine. Nicola was only 16 when she was named a BBC New Generation Artist. Over $1 million in recording contracts went with that. And while her beauty put her into the category that she calls easy to promote, she stays away from the hype. She's made her life about generosity, passionate about helping children to experience music, and a little indignant that the industry discards the immeasurable value of its older audiences. Relationships are key for Nicola Benedetti, and tonight she plays with two longtime friends, cellist Leonard Elschenbroich and pianist Alexei Grignuk. Here they are to start with Schubert. This is an adagio in E-flat for piano trio. It's known as Schubert's Notturno.
Thank you.
Schubert's beautiful Notturno for piano trio. That was violinist Nicola Benedetti, cellist Leonard Elschenbroich, and pianist Alexei Grinyuk. I'm Kathy Fuller with you here on WCRB. We're in Calderwood Hall at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. Coming up next is Brahms' second piano trio. Everything about Brahms is here, his love of push and pull, his mysterious atmospheres, and his indescribable way of navigating intimate waters and then suddenly opening up into these epic and noble spaces. It's amazing to learn what Leonard has said about playing the cello in a piano trio like this. He has reminded students that the sheer amount of sound that a cellist needs for piano trios is many times more than you need in cello concertos with orchestra. He says that with a violinist playing full volume next to you and a pianist playing right behind you, you have to learn to project. Well, you hear he does that so well, and he also can whisper too. Here is cellist Leonard Elschenbroich with violinist Nicola Benedetti, pianist Alexei Grinyuk, Brahms' second piano trio on WCRB in concert at the Gardner Museum in Boston. Thank you. Brahms' second piano trio, that is a journey to take. And that was Nicola Benedetti playing the violin, Leonard Elschenbroich, cello, and Alexei Grinyuk playing the piano. From Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum on WCRB in concert. I'm Kathy Fuller. Violinist Nicola Benedetti and cellist Leonard Elschenbroich met when they were young students in London, and for a time they were a couple. And coming up in just a moment, you'll hear how composer Mark Anthony Turnage was touched by their story and decided that his music for them should celebrate relationships. That's next when WCRB In Concert continues.